Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, we're going to have another kind of like an open forum like we did last week. We kind of like that format. And We got some good news. We got some news that'll tear you up. Do you know something? I don't want to say something. I believe it was the hand of Yah moved Congress, the House of Representatives, to initiate this bill. Let's see, I think it was H.R. 40, 1242. I'll check on that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But to initiate this bill, okay, here's this bill. Elder, it's H.R., 1242. Lucky guess.
Mm-hmm.
this bill is a time stamp. Nobody asked them to do it, but this bill is a time stamp that this nation says, you know what? The first servants, they called them indentured servants, but we know it went from indentured servants all the way to chattel slavery. Stepped
mm-hmm.
on these shores in the United States, 1619. And they said, and I don't think Trump is in love with black people that much that he signed this into law for nothing. This was the hand of Yah. This was a timestamp. Trump doesn't mean to give us anything, but Yah moved him to sign this bill into law as an official timestamp. There was no Israelites in the White House with a gun to his head. He did this on his own accord. So what did this timestamp do? It says, okay, this is your official time range. You hear from 1619, and it'll be 400 years in 2019. And do you know that's only 3 months? Now, I know some of the so-called Israelite ministers on Facebook, YouTube, and everything, some of them have jumped off the bandwagon. Male ministers, female ministers, husband and wife ministers jumped off the bandwagon, and they didn't want to be left. You know, their faith started to kind of quiver a little bit. But we're not the quivering kind. Book of Hebrews, it says, we are not among those who draw back. It says his soul mm-hmm. will have no pleasure in them that draw back. We're the ones who are going to pursue in our faith to see this thing through. Because the Bible says, you know, don't be double-minded. They don't let that man or woman think they're going to receive anything from Yah. You know, our faith mm-hmm. shouldn't be like something driven with the wind and tossed about. So we're here to encourage you. 3 more months. They're about
mm-hmm.
August 20, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. And I looked ahead on the map, and August 23rd is going to be the Shabbat. That's the first part of our Shabbat, that Friday. And, man, I am looking forward to that Shabbat, Elder.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we have our spiritual, I mean, we have our so-called physical emancipation. Yeah, that was supposedly in 1865 when Lincoln signed that into law. But that's not the big thing. The big thing is our spiritual emancipation. What is the spiritual emancipation? Well, the world still haven't seen the true manifestation of the sons and daughters of Yah. Because if they have, things will be vastly different than they are now. The world's seeing a lot of religion, seeing a lot of people in churches. They're seeing a lot of
mm-hmm.
Hebrew, so-called Hebrew Israelites out on the corner, cursing people out and everything. But they haven't seen the true manifestation. And don't worry about people saying, Yah, Yah. The Bible says there's going to be a lot of people saying, Yah, or Yehoshua, Yeshua. And he's going to say, depart from me, you that work iniquity. That's one of the scriptures we're going to read
mm-hmm.
In Matthew 7 chapter. But the true manifestation of the sons of Yah, we're going to get into that a little bit. And that's in the book of Romans. I believe that's Romans 8. Romans 8:19. See, there's going to be a true manifestation. That's our spiritual
mm-hmm.
emancipation. That's what the world has been looking for, whether they realize it or not. The Bible says all creation has been looking for that, Elder. And so we're looking for it to our spiritual emancipation.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's going to be much more exciting than the physical. Because trust me, we have not been set free spiritually yet as a nation, as a people. But we're going to see some great things on that 400 year. But with that said, what are we talking about tonight, Elder? Our title for tonight is Humble Yourself. That's a good title because to be ready, to be partaker in that, you have to humble yourself. What's the opposite of humility? Pride. Say, y'all resisted the proud. So he gives mercy to the humble. He gives favor to the humble. And it says in 1 Peter 5:6, humble yourselves then under the mighty hand of Yah, so that he shall exalt you in due time, in due season. And we're talking about this spiritual countdown. That's what we call it. Hallelujah. So tonight we have again my brother, Elder Yael, and myself, Elder Uliah. With no further ado, I'm going to turn this over to my brother, Elder Yael. Go ahead, my brother.
All right. Toda, Elder. Toda for the introduction. And, you know, just to kind of piggyback on what you're saying, with this title, see, this means it's not something just light to overlook, you know, or just kind of pass it on, look over it, look through it real quick. This is a serious thing when it says humble yourself before Yah, you know. I was looking at, let's see here, Psalms chapter 138 and verse 6. He says, though Yah is exalted, he looks on the humble, of course, but the proud he perceives from a distance. You see? So this being humble, you know, it's more to it because it's not just I'm just a humble person, like, you know, just a meek. It means meek. And it also means respectful. You see? That's what we gotta understand what this book of the scripture is telling us when he says humble yourself. In other words, respect Yah's word, you know, respect it, you know, because we got so many people, they don't really respect the word of Yah. Well, I know a lot of those out there in the Christian world, they don't respect them at all anyway. They don't even know what it means to say humble yourself, you know, because if they did, they will know that Yah has some instructions out there for his people to live by, you know, and they will be trying to make sure they understand what those instructions are for us now, even though we are still here in captivity, you know, we could still humble ourselves. We can respect Yah's word. We can be obedient to his word, you know. We can come out of that Christianity system of worship, you know, that was started way back in the beginning of time by these fallen angels. You know, everything that is against the laws of Yah, that's what they follow, you know. And who else but Satan or the following fallen angels that would actually be out there establishing stuff like that, you see? So we know this is what that is. It's paganism. That's what Christianity is. And so they don't know what it means to humble yourself before Yah. You see? Now, because I know some are ignorant because, I mean, I came through Christianity myself. And there was a time in my ignorance, too. But, you know, as I look at the word of Yah, I see he have already told us there was a time in our ignorance. But, you know, he winked on that. But, of course, light has come into the world now. Okay? And the problem is men love the darkness rather than the light. You know, they'd rather stay in that ignorance, even when the truth comes to you, to say, hey, look, you're walking in the wrong direction. And I'm so glad that Yah didn't allow me to ignore this truth when the light came to me. You know, I'm glad I was humble enough, you know, to take heed to what I was hearing and really examine it to see if this was really the truth. You see, it's just like those Bereans did during the time of the apostles. They searched the scriptures to see if those things was true. You see, and that's what
yes,
you got to do. Even if, you know, so that's what we got to do now. We got to search the scripture to make sure that these things, that this truth, this knowledge that are out here that Yah is bringing us into, we got to be sure to know that it is the truth. It is righteous. It is what it is. And we can't go around, because like you said, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, you know? So we can't be allowing ourselves. That's why that is the purpose of us searching this thing out for ourselves, making sure, okay, so, well, okay, I really researched that, man, and I'm glad I did, because now can't nobody come along and shake me, tell me that this ain't it, because I know I have did my research, you know? And since I have done my research, I know what he is saying is true, because that's what it says. I researched it, and I found out for myself. Although I had heard others speak on it and say, but now I know for myself, you know? See, so this is what we got to understand and know, and we got to take this word, take this thing, humble yourself. We got to take that more serious, you know? Because, I mean, I think I was speaking Sunday, and just before I came onto my program, when I was on the radio program, this guy was before me, and we know he knows Yah's name, you know, but he just won't let it go. He won't let this God thing go, and he justifies himself by saying, Yah, but that is the God. That is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know? And I'm saying to myself, how are you going to bring the Almighty Yah down to a God? You know? So, you know, this is why we have to search these scriptures for ourselves, because somebody like that, he don't want to give up his little change that he gets, I guess, from these offerings and things and these churches that he's out there over. And so naturally he's going to do whatever, say it any way he can to make it seem like he's got the truth. He's speaking the truth. He's telling you the truth. But he's going to all of a sudden, he's going to back himself up with a God, you know? I said, man,
right.
Wow, you know. So this is what I said. That's why we have to search this thing out for ourselves, because you've got people out there, these people call themselves preachers, ministers, and this is what they're doing. You know, they don't have no respect for Yah's word, the truth. You know, that's what it is. So without this respect for the truth, you're not humbling yourself. You know, actually you're exalting your own self, you know, above Yah's word. You see? And so this is why we want to be careful. This is why we are talking about this today, because, you know, we see how close the time is to, I mean, these 400 years, we got, what, three more months in August, and then it's going to be over. You know, I'm not saying that the end of the world is going to come at that time, but I will say, when I look at the example that is before us, when the time we was taken into captivity during the Babylonian time, the Babylonian captivity under Nebuchadnezzar, you know, I know that Yah gave us a time limit that captivity was going to go on, and he said it was going to be 70 years, you see? And then at the end of that 70 years, and when it came to the end of that 70 years, You see? You research it. You go and check it out in the scriptures. You see, you know, Belteshazzar, he was the king at that time. He was on top. And what did he do? I believe you can read that probably in Daniel when he saw his handwriting on the wall. You know, that was the end of his kingdom. It was over. He was at the end. And in fact, he was killed that very same night that he saw the handwriting on the wall. Once they got Daniel to interpret it, they had to get him in there. And once he interpreted it, Daniel told him what it meant. And that it was all over. His end was there, the 70 years, you see. And so from that time, we see how the children of Israel was able to be released and able to go back to the land. You know, yeah, they faced a little difficulty, you know, because we know Satan is going to fight us all of the way. He fights us, you know, every step of the way right now. But, you know, it's going to be a difference, see, because you put it pretty good, Elder, earlier, you know, that we were going to be disinherited from our inheritance, from our past. You know, we're going to forget who we are.
That's right.
You know? See, that's what happened to us. And once we forgot and put all this God, Jesus stuff on us, and then we went following after that, and we all of a sudden forgot who Yah was, well, then we had lost our power. We didn't have it. But see, we're coming back
right
into this truth with Yah, you know? And once we're coming back into it, and then, of course, at the end of this 400-year captivity that we've been in, you see, that sentence, that 400-year sentence will be over. You know, it's kind of like you've been in jail for 400 years.
That's right.
Hallelujah. At the end of the 400 years, now your day of freedom, you know, you're free now. And so now you could do some things that you couldn't do before, well, as long as you were sitting in the captivity. See? And so that's what we got to look forward to and believe Yah's word when he said that at the end of the 400 years, he's going to judge the nation that held us in this captivity. He's going to judge that nation. And he is. You see? Look what's going on now. Look at the tornadoes. If you look at the news today, look at all of that bad weather that hit out there in the Midwest. I think part of Oklahoma, Missouri, Ohio. I mean, it was just going all over the place out there, just tearing up. You know what I mean? You see, not many of them did. You see what I mean? See, so this is what I'm looking at. When we see these things going on. I mean, when I woke up this morning and turned on the TV and there's a woman there crying and tripping, you know, I said, okay, that's it, you know. Ain't nothing I can do but say, yeah, your will be done. You know, your will be done. Because it ain't no joke, secret. Y'all didn't hide the things from us that this nation have done to us. You see, he didn't hide that. He told us what they did. You can look in Isaiah chapter 47, and you can see some of the things, you know. He said, let me just read, start in verse 6 here. I was rough with my people. I have profaned my inheritance. And then he says, and I gave them, isn't that it? I gave them into your hand, but you showed them no compassion. You made your yoke very heavy on the elderly. You know, they didn't have no mercy on us. Well, you know, you get
right
to be an old man, you know, and they just didn't care, you know, didn't care what they did. And then there he goes. But, and God said, and you said, I am mistress forever, so that you did not take these matters to heart and did not remember the latter end of them. You see? So here we are in the latter end of these things now. The very end of it. And now every day we turn on TV, we see a lot of this destruction that has taken place in these people's lives. You see? I mean, it's all kind of things that are going on. And so that's why we need to remember what Yah spoke directly to us, okay? Notice what he said in Revelation 18, okay? And I'm saying this because this is where we're at now, okay? We're in the end of the Gentiles' reign. They're reigning over us, and boy, they're going to, it ain't a day, a week, or a month went by that they didn't do something towards us that was very disastrous, very, you know, unrighteous. This is what
That's
we're
right.
still living in. So here it is, you know, what did he say in Revelation 18? I'm going to read this, Elder, and I'm going to let you come up, jump on some of these things that we're discussing for tonight.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. Man. Yeah, it says here in Revelation 18, verse 1, and after this I saw another messenger coming down from the heaven, having great authority, and the earth was lightened from his esteem. And he cried with a mighty voice, saying, Babel the great is fallen. Notice that? That's past tense. Is fallen and has become a dwelling place of demons, a hunt for every unclean spirit, and a hunt for every unclean and hated bird. You see? So when we look at this, and it says here, because all the nations have drunk off the wine of the wrath of her whoring. Whoring is spiritual adultery, running after the gods, the lords, and the Jesus things all out in the earth. You see? That's spiritual whoring because it's not, you know, following Yah. You see?
That's
and
right.
And then it says, and the sovereigns of the earth have committed whoring with her, you know, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the power of her riotous living, you see? And so we know this spiritual whoring thing is going off all through the earth because you can just about to go to any corner of the earth and you're going to see this, you know, somewhere you're going to see this white Jesus stretched out on a cross, you know, and idol cross, you know, stretched all out. And they get reverence, you know, pointed like he is something that's going to save you and all of that. Every country almost in this earth right now, and he spread it all over. And that stuff just comes straight down from Babylon, from even this nation here, done spread this mess, you know, to make sure that you are worshiping a white man. Yeah, so that's where a lot of this white supremacist stuff comes. They want to make sure you bow down to them. Boy, I tell you, you see? But we've got to listen to Yah to what he's saying to us because he tells us in verse 4, and I heard another voice from the heavens saying, come out of her, my people. You see, when he say my people, he's specifying a people that is his. Now, he's telling you to do this, lest you share in her sins, and you, lest you receive of her plagues. You see?
This is why we're speaking,
okay? We can't just sit back idle and let somebody out there that's going to try to twist you away from the truth, you know, talking about these 400, especially when it comes down to the 400 years. I don't know why. It's almost like the same old individuals out there. Every time something that is this important to the people of Yah, they stick themselves up out there and try to explain it away. Like, oh, this is past. You know, this is something to happen. Let me tell you something. If you want to look at something that is past tense, look what it says, Babylon has fallen. That means she is already pretty much judged. You know, she will not repent. Okay? Her sins, it tells us, because her sins have piled up to reach the heavens, and Yah has remembered her unrighteousnesses. He's remembered her, you see? And so this is something we know. She's not going to repent. She's going to continue on like as though the world ain't, well, she's going to make you think the world ain't going to never come to an end. They planning for 10, 15, 20, 30, 100 years from now. They planning right now, you know. And so we got to realize that she's fallen. So that's why Yah just saying, hey, dude, come out of her, my people. Just come out of her, you know. And especially her spiritual worship, her false system of worship. You got to get out there. And you better get out there fast, because if you don't, time is running out, you know, because, you know, we know that he has warned us, you know, time, when they say peace, peace, you know, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, you see? So this is why we got to remember Lot's deeds, you know, things, the way things went during his time, you see? Marrying and giving and marrying and just continue on living is like as though, you know, everything's going to be all right. We ain't worried about it. It's always been good. So we ain't worried about nothing. So this is why we're talking tonight, because we want you to wake up and don't let nobody take your eyes off of the fact that we, right now, this moment, is in the very last, latter end of the 400-year prophecy that Yah has given to us to understand where we're at in the
Hallelujah.
You see that? Yeah, in the time of this history, the time of this world right now. And we don't live in the darkness. We live in the light. Remember? See, so therefore you will be able to see the truth out here. And therefore you can take heed and conduct yourself in the way that you can hopefully be able to escape all of this stuff that's coming upon the earth, okay? This destruction, okay? Because look what he says in verse 8. Because of this, her plagues shall come in one day. Death, listen at that, and mourning, and scarcity of food. And she shall be burned up with fire, because Yah, who judges her, is mighty. All right? So, Elder, come on, let's get jump on in here, because we really, I'm excited about these things, because I mean, I want people to really, hopefully, that if I can say anything to provoke somebody to start studying for themselves, seeking this stuff out for themselves, you know, don't just let somebody else twist you. Yeah, you can listen to these, you know, some people, you can listen, you're going to learn some things, but make sure you try to understand exactly what you're learning. Don't let yourself see. All right. Go ahead, Elder.
Well, Elder, you were saying, you were reading Revelations 18, and you were saying a lot, Babylon is not going to repent. That's true. But not only Babylon's not going to repent, a lot of Israelites who are comfortable in Babylon and who love Babylon, they like their second class, third class status in Babylon, because that's all they are. I don't care if they're millionaires or billionaires. They're still subjugated, you know, to second class citizenship, you know, on a social scale. They love it, and, you know, they're not going to escape the plague. That's why Yah warned them and says, that you partake not, come out from among her, that you partake not of her plague. But a lot of them are going to stay right to the end. Just, you know, example, just like Lot's wife.
And
just love, look back, you know, her heart, you know, turned back. Her heart was still there, you know. So let that be an example for you. You know, what is our spiritual emancipation gonna look like? I'm going to try to go through these scriptures in rapid fire. What is it going to look like? You know, we knew somewhat by reading books what the 1865 so-called physical emancipation. How is the spiritual? Well, y'all already got it scripted out here. Okay. King James Version, Romans 8, 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited. They're waiting for us, Elder. They're waiting for our manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
Waited
mm-hmm.
for the manifestation of the sons of Yah, the sons and daughters of Yah. Let me read that in the Amplified.
Mm-hmm.
Same scripture. It says, 8:19 in Amplified, it says, for even the whole creation, all
mm-hmm.
of nature, waits eagerly, it's longing now, for the
mm-hmm.
two children of Yah to be revealed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Truth with Yah.
Uh-huh.
To be set free. See, we're not walking in our freedom, our spiritual freedom. We're not walking in our, what is it to be walking in your full spiritual freedom? You're going to be walking in your spiritual authority. That's why it says
mm-hmm.
in the book of, oh my goodness, the Titus, it says, contend for the faith that was once delivered to the called out ones, that was once delivered to the believers.
Mm-hmm.
See, but we let that go over a while. We became dull of hearing, dull of understanding, and we turned over and start, we forgot who we were, and then we start worshiping other, we start worshiping gods, not Yah,
mm-hmm.
not the creator of heaven and earth, but gods of wood and stone. And you can't walk in your spiritual authority when you're worshiping other gods. See, so that's
mm-hmm.
where we were. We were lost. You know, it said we were discontinued from our heritage. So this spiritual emancipation is going to be greater because we're going to be walking in our authority. So what is it going to look like? Look what Barak says. I'm going to pull up Barak.
Mm-hmm.
Barak chapter 2, verse 30. I might read the 35. Let's see. I'm going to start at verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
It says, for I knew that they would not hear me. See what he's saying? Because it is a stiff-necked people, still are today. But in the land, listen to this. But in the land, don't miss this. But in the land of their captivity, they shall remember themselves. Uh-oh, we're almost there. We're almost waking up. They shall
mm-hmm.
remember themselves. And look what they shall. And shall know that I am Yah, their mighty one. For I will give them an heart. You remember he said he's going to circumcise our hearts in other scripture. He said, for I will give them an
mm-hmm.
heart and ears to hear. And they
mm.
shall praise me in the land of their captivity. Now, we can't praise him, the Most High, if we don't know him. We
That's
knew
right.
gods of wood and stone. But when we know him, we'll be able to praise him. So they shall praise me in the land of their captivity and think upon, listen, Elder, my name. Toby had forgot his name. And look what all the preachers did. And Jeremiah said, cause my people to forget my name. That was a big, project. I used to,
right.
you know, like corporate America, all things project. That was a big project, you know. Cause people to forget his name. Why? Because there's power in that name. Look.
That's right.
And they shall think upon my name. We're going to meditate upon his name. And return from their stiff neck. If we're going to repent, that's getting close to emancipation. Return from their stiffness
mm-hmm.
and from their wicked deeds. Okay, our people. It ain't no emancipation if you're still walking around in your wicked deeds. Without repentance, there is not going to be any emancipation for you. It says, for they shall remember the way of their fathers, which sinned before Yah. And in other words, you're going to remember the punishment that resulted in that activity, sinning the way our fathers sinned. It says,
mm-hmm.
and I will bring them again into the land which I promised with an oath unto their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they shall be lords of it, rulers of it. And I will increase them, and they shall not be diminished. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them to be their mighty one, and they shall be my people. and I will no more, no more drive my people out of Israel, out of the land that I have given them. And now, listen, don't say, you know, let's go to the goal here. Well, they, those people, they came back to the land in 1940, you know, in the 40s. Okay. What did y'all say? He's talking about in righteousness. They're not going to do the wicked deeds, he said in verse 33. But they shall remember the wicked deeds of their fathers, which sinned before. He says he's going to give us a new heart. And all you got to do, remember, scripture upon line upon line, precept upon precept, all you got to do is go to Deuteronomy 30, verses 1 to 5. You're going to see the pathway back to the land, back to the king, back to the land, because our hearts have to be circumcised. He didn't say when they come, he's going to bring them back and they're going to, the capital of the pornography capital is going to be right in their midst. The gay capital of the world, Tel Aviv, is going to be right in their midst. No, it talks about cleansing. Cleansing not after, prior to coming into the land. He's not going to bring filth into the land. He's going to get filth out of the land and bring a circumcised people, circumcised of heart, bring a righteous people into the land. So let's not be foolish. Okay, so Siva Rock said we're going to wake up in the land of our captivity. We're going to remember him. We're going to remember his name. Look at this scripture. We all know Deuteronomy 28. We still talking about that spiritual manifestation. We all know Deuteronomy 28 right to the end. Don't have to worry about all them verses because of 68 verses. I'm going to go right to 68 because it's going to deal with bondage, captivity, and then we're going to deal with liberation, emancipation. Okay, so 68, it says, and Yah shall bring thee into Egypt again, into bondage again, this time with ships, by the way whereof I spake unto thee, that thou shalt see it no more again, and there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, slave men and slave women, and no man shall, the correct word, shall redeem you. Nobody's going to redeem you out of this mess. Okay, he said he's going to bring us into Egypt again. So he didn't talk about that first time that was on the African continent. He said he's going to bring us in that bondage again. Now look what it said in Zechariah. Here comes the liberation. Here comes the emancipation. Chapter 10, verse 10. Zechariah, he says, remember he said he's going to bring us into Egypt again. Look in Zechariah, look what he said. And I will bring thee again also out of the land of Egypt. He's going to do it again. He's going to bring us out of that bump. Hallelujah. That's emancipation. That's true emancipation. Not just physical, but to return to our spiritual birthright, to walk in our full authority as sons and daughters of Yah. That's what the world has. Why do you think the world haven't seen it? Because it's going to be a thing where we walk in our true authority. We walk in what? Power. We know, who's the Israelites or who's this and who which tribe? No, they're going to see the power. Like Shaul said, 1 Corinthians, he says, I'm not coming with you in enticing words of man wisdom. He said, I'm coming to you with demonstration of the spirit and power. He said, but the kingdom of Yah is not in words, but in power. That's all we can do. We're going to walk in our full sonship. Hallelujah. We're going to see our true emancipation because we're going to walk in our true authority. Okay, so what is some of that authority and what does that look like? Job. Everybody knows Job. Chapter 2. Trying to get through it. Rapid fire. Job chapter 2. Look what he's going to. We're talking about emancipation. Job chapter 2, verse 25. read it in church a lot, but not like in this context. It says, and I will restore to you. When he's going to restore? Our spiritual emancipation. When they see the true, when they see the true sonship, the true manifestation of Yah's people, how are they going to see it? Because he's going to restore. He's going to restore to us the power, the Shekinah glory. It says, and I will restore to you the years. Look at all them years that the locusts have eaten. All these metaphors, all these things that have drained us. He's not just talking about locusts that, you know, hop around. All these demonic conspiracies that y'all allow. You know, when you can, when you go to Psalms 83 and read verses 1 through 5 and talk about the conspiracy, all these things that y'all allow to captivate us and put us in bondage, physically and spiritually. Y'all says he's setting us free. He said he's going to restore that time. He said, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent in among you. Okay, so when he restores it, what's an example? I mean, how is it, you know, how is it going to look? How is it going to play out? Well, when we walk in our true authority, Yehoshua told us what it's going to look like. He gave us a powerful example right in the book of Mark, Mark 16. You want to know what it's going to look like? This is just an example. This ain't all. This is just an example. Mark 16, when we restored our spiritual emancipation, Mark 16, starting at verse 17, I'm going to read 17 and 18. Look what Yeshua said. Last things he said before he was taken up. He says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. All right, here we go. He says, in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. The people are going to be trying to take us out. And y'all say, it ain't going to work. It says, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Those are just some examples. Why ain't you seeing that now? Yeah, you saw a lot of that fake televangelist. I'm not going to get in the names, Elder, because I don't want to get no legal trouble. But we know the big names that people post to just blow on somebody, just whoosh, and the person fall out and the cancer come out their mouth. Man, we don't need all those trick or treats. We're going to walk in the fullness of power. He said we're going to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He said it. And Yah says his word is not going to return void. It's going to accomplish that it was sent out to do. So these are just some of the examples. Now, how do you tell the real from the counterfeit? See, because a lot of people out there are saying Yah now, and they just as full of the devil as they can be. Yah has a way. Tell the counterfeit. Try to get through this in rapid fire. Chapter 7, Matthew chapter 7, verse 16. Excuse me. Yeah, verse 16. That was right. It says, ye shall know them. He's not going to leave us ignorant. It says, ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs or of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. See? But a corrupt tree, even those who talk in this Yah stuff, but ain't got it in their heart, ain't got the ruach, don't even believe in the ruach. Look at this, Elder. These people talk about the ruach. I hear people talking about the ruach. You know some of these I don't know if it's only the camps, but I know some of the camps, they're just pure demonic. But these people, they call themselves believing in a creator, believing in Almighty Yah. Now, I say Almighty, mm-hmm. I put emphasis on Almighty. That means there's nothing he can't do. Bible says,
that's right.
Man is impossible, but with Yah, all things are possible. Follow me.
That's right.
So these mm-hmm. people saying Yah, Yah, they're all on the street dressed in their genie outfits and everything. And whoever they are, they are sent by Satan because, look, they're denying the one he sent. It says every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Okay, corrupt tree, maybe dress the part, maybe try to even talk the part, but the heart is corrupt. Mm-hmm. They bring forth corrupt fruit. Look at this. The Almighty, right? Almighty, yeah. These people,
mm-hmm.
they say they believe in an Almighty Creator, Almighty, yeah. But they deny and will not accept the mm-hmm. prophecy concerning our Mashiach, that he's going to come through a virgin. And I mean a virgin untouched sexually by a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not come through the defiled seed of a man, but the virgin shall conceive one who didn't know him. Why do you think, and they try to, Joseph was the father and everything. It was biological. That was a story. That was the Egyptians. If Joseph was the father, why was Joseph trying to put her away privately? Because he was ashamed. Joseph was an honorable man. And he didn't want to put her to an open shame. He was trying to divorce her privately because he said, you know, at first, initially, he thought, hey, she must have messed around with somebody. But the angel, mm-hmm. the Malachim, had to come to him and say, no,
mm-hmm.
this thing, don't do this, because what she is carrying is not corrupt. It's not by some man out there. It sure, you know, it sure ain't by you. Because that's why you're trying to put away, and it's not by any other man. But the Ruach has overshadowed her. So they can't
mm-hmm.
believe that the Ruach of prayer. I just read it today. These
mm-hmm.
people do not believe. And they're out here trying to preach.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to preach and preach. They don't believe it's a fairy tale. So Joseph trying to put her mm-hmm. away for something that was a fairy tale. Do that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
If he was the father, so they supposed to believe in an Almighty Yah, but they don't believe that the spirit of Yah could overtake anyone, any woman, and have her to bear a child. Well, how do they think Adam got here? Nobody had sex with Adam for Adam. See, their logic is warped.
Yeah.
You know, how do they think the first
mm-hmm.
animals got here? Their logic, they act like, two people had to have sex. Two animals had to. Their logic is, they limit Yah because they don't know Yah. If they
yeah.
knew the Almighty, Elder, like mm-hmm. the true believers know the Almighty, that wouldn't even be a stretch. That would be commonplace because we know Yah can do all things. I would say,
that's right.
With God, nothing is impossible. So these demons are getting exposed. So it says, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. See? Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings... Now, here it goes. Here comes the separation. See, when this emancipation comes, it's going to kind of look like the Moshe and Korah now. It's going to be a camp, a segment that's going to be exposed, like Korah now was exposed. And we know what their ends were. Okay? So
mm-hmm.
it says every tree, and here's how the separation is going to look here. Every tree that bringeth not forth good
fruit is what, Elder? Hewn down and what?
Mm-hmm.
Cast into the fire.
That's right.
We're going to see some fruit taken out of here.
Yep.
This ain't Elder Elias saying it. This is Yah's word saying it. Cast into the fire. It says, Wherefore by their fruit ye shall know them. But we ain't got to stress over all this false. It is so much false doctrine. And the listeners, that's why we're telling you, like he said, the Bereans, you know, all this ministry online, yes, it's good to fellowship. And I want to say something about the fellowship before I get off. Yes, it's fellowship is healthy, and the scriptures say, forsake not the assembling, but you have to be wise about the fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just read the scripture, and we're going to talk about the fellowship. It says, Wherefore, by the fruits you should know them, and not everyone that saith unto me, Master, shall enter into the kingdom of Yah. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven, many will say in that time, you know, and he's going to say, depart, you workers of iniquity. We know that. So you see, and now you see it take shape, what the true emancipation going to look like. And I got to do another scripture in Romans, and this will be the end of the Romans. How it's going to look.
Go ahead.
We got to quantify. It's not going to be everybody. It's not going to be everybody crying, Yah, that's going to get in. In Romans 9:27, it says, Isaiah also cried concerning Israel. That's us. It says, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, and we know we can't number the sand of the sea. So he said, though it be almost innumerable, it says, only a remnant will be saved. Okay.
Hmm.
If that doesn't spell it out plain and clear, I don't know what does. That's how this emancipation going to look like. It's going to look, Yah always gives us an example. It's going to look pretty much like the Egypt that was on the African continent, where you had these dissenters, these hypocrites, these workers of iniquity, these demon worshipers. Of course, they demon worship.
Mm-hmm.
What did they have? They had Aaron build them a calf, build them a god to worship.
Mm-hmm.
After the Most High himself brought them out with his mighty hand and fed them and protected them, kept the army of Pharaoh and them could have just came and just whacked them up. Chops them all to pieces, kept the army at bay. Not only at bay, drowned them.
That's right.
Protected, provided for them, comforted them, showed them his power. And after all that, they turned to other guys. These were devils. This was where Romans 9:27. Only that remnant is going to make it. So, hallelujah for the emancipation. Praise that each of us be found worthy to make it in. Now, let's talk about fellowship before we end the night. We've got a few more minutes. Yes, fellowship. Not going to read the scriptures, just going to paraphrase over. Hebrews 10:25. Of course, Elder, what it says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, what is wise instruction we could give as elders? We just giving it through the word. We don't even have to speak in our own intellect. We just give it through the word. Yes, it's healthy and it strengthens to have fellowship together. But you have to be wise in your fellowship. You know, as the time draws near and there's so much leaven out there, leaven, false doctrine, and it's so – some of it is just plain, you know, you know it. It's just out there. But other is so subtle. And that's the leaven that's dangerous, the most dangerous. And, you know, they're the ones that might be talking the talk, walking. I mean, you know, look like they're walking the walk. They're talking the talk and look like they're walking the walk. And, you know, we just want to latch on to somebody who says, yeah, and Y'all said pump your brakes a little bit. You know, we got to be wise. And it says, what's that scripture? Amos 3:3. Can two walk together unless they be agreed? You know why that scripture there? You have to find like-minded individuals.
Mm-hmm.
You have to. You can't. You say don't be unequally yoked. That ain't just talking about marriage only. You use that principle for relationships, period. Sister, sister, brother and brother. How could two walk together unless they be agreed? You know, be with people that the Ruach puts you with. Not your own flesh. Don't be like the children of Israel, how they picked Saul. He was the biggest, strongest, I guess, handsomest guy. You know, they picked little David. Y'all did. They did let Saul. He let Saul be because he wanted to show them that y'all picked the wrong person. Y'all going by physical. Man look at the outer. Y'all looks at the heart. Let Yah put the fellow. You don't need a big assembly. Just he said we're two or three again. You look at the book of Acts. I said I'm not going to open the scriptures because I read them, wrote them down. So if you go to Acts chapter 2, I'm talking to the listeners out there. Acts chapter 2, and what is this? Okay. I have to look at the verse. But I know it's Acts chapter 2 around the end of Acts. It's actually towards the end of Acts. Acts chapter 2, I got it right here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 46. Sorry. Handwriting so bad I couldn't read my own handwriting. But 246, it says how they went from house to house. That's small. So take those wise examples that they had in Scripture. You don't need these big things because you're more set up for manipulation and deceit. You keep it small where Yah can blend you together. You know, even five people. He said two or three, but, you know, keep it small and try to keep it like-minded. You don't need division. You don't need discord. Pray that Yah leads you. And it says, and they continue daily. Listen, and breaking bread house to house, did they eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart? See? So Yah put the people together. Small cell groups. I pray that Yah send you brothers and sisters to fellowship with. And it could just be a small group, even if it's just four or five of you. Get together, you know, call on his name, sing songs. Praise him, you know, read scripture, edification, testify, you know. What I like is a whole little list of things that Shaul wrote in Corinthians. They said, when you come together, you know, do these things. And we don't have time to get into it tonight, but we might go over that next week. You know, it's beautiful fellowship. And a beautiful guide, a beautiful template that Shaul laid out. And I pray to Yah, he reminds me to go over that because I followed that thing before in some of our fellowships, and it's a beautiful little path. He says if you have a song, some have a song, some have a hymn, you know, some have a maybe a word of encouragement or like a prophecy, a testimony, you know. He gives a whole little thing, a whole little template when you come together, and it can be a beautiful thing. So small groups come together before Yah, because we have to be together to support each other.
Yeah.
For support, for protection, to edify each other. Because the time is drawing short. You don't want to be deceived. If you come this far now, you might as well just go on to the finish line.
That's right.
This is just the first part of this countdown, what we call it. And Elder, I'm finished. I guess I didn't need to go over a lot of these things I had wrote down, but we got a lot more time in the coming week. And I want to bring out next week. I do want to bring out that fellowship list. We're gonna go over the fellowship because I know
I know we love fellowship, especially our people. And we want to do it right, though. We don't want to set you up fellowship with devils. It says what agreement does the Ruach have with with Baal, there's a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing. So, but that's it for me tonight, Elder, and I'm going to turn it back over to you. Hallelujah.
Okay. Well, based on what you were talking about, too, everything you've been talking about, we do have scripture, to back these things up. And that's the good thing about that, because you're talking about coming together. Let's look at what Yah says here in Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 3. I'm going to start there. Therefore, I shall gather the remnant of my flock out of, notice this here, all the land where I have driven them. You see? All of them.
And Elder, you heard him say remnant. The remnant. The remnant, he said.
That's what we want to focus on. See, because like you were talking about, and this is all scripturally based. We can back it up. It's not just us out there, talking stuff out of our own head. We're listening to the Spirit of Yah ourselves, and we're just sharing it with each other here. Because it says, like I said, I start all over. Therefore, I shall gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and shall bring them back to their fold. You see that? And they shall bear and increase. You see, they shall bear and increase. And I shall raise up shepherds over them, and they shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be discouraged, nor shall they be lacking, declares Yah. You see? So these are, the words of Yah. When we look at this and understand what Yah is telling us, then all we got to do is make up in our mind to be ready to follow him, be obedient to his word. In other words, be humble. Humble ourselves before Yah. You see? And that's what we talk about. That's basically the things based on tonight. You see? And I will just read this last scripture, verse chapter 30, verse 7. It tells us in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, oh, for great is that day. There is none like it. And it is the time of Yaakov's distress, but he shall be saved out of it. You see? And it shall be in that day, declares Yah of hosts, that I break his yoke from your neck. Here we go. That emancipation.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking the yoke.
That's emancipation.
That's it.
That's
he said, there you go. And he said, tear off your bonds. You see, and foreigners no more enslave them. No more would they have these people out here in this world thinking they have a right to be our slave master. Hebrew people, it's like we don't have no on this earth. They're the boss, and they're gonna forever be the boss, and therefore they're gonna think, that they'll be our slave masters throughout the ceaseless ages of time. But they don't know what we know, what Yah is showing us here. He's telling us, see? You see? And it says, and they shall serve Yah, their father, and we, their sovereign, whom I raise up for them. You see? And so this is what I'm saying. This is why we got a future to look forward to. And I like this because it says, and you do not fear. I'm just reading on. O Yaakov, my servant. You see, we are Yah's servant, declares Yah.
Yeah.
Nor be discouraged, O Israel. For look, I am saving you from afar, you see, and your seed from the land of their captivities. There it is.
That's just like what I read in Barak. Hallelujah.
That's it. There you go. See, that's what we, it said by the mouth of two or three witnesses, everything should be established, you see?
And
so this is why we're doing this, so that the people could see and understand that time is coming, and Yah has given us a timeline on some of these things, especially that for the end of that 400 years. We're gonna begin to see these things start to take place here. And Yaakov shall return and have rest and be at ease with no one to trouble him. For I am with you. Now see, this is what Yahushua himself told us. He said, I will be with you even till the end of the age.
That's right.
And here it is. He said, declares Yah to save you. He said, I will be with you to save you. Though I make a complete end, now listen at that, of all nations. You see?
Yeah.
Everywhere I have scattered you, is make a complete end of all of those people. Yet I do not make a complete end of you, Israel.
Right.
But I shall reprove you in judgment and by no means leave you unpunished. See, so that's what we gotta understand. We don't want to misunderstand this scripture here, because at the end, the last part of it is telling us, you know, how we must follow the truth. We must walk righteously in his presence right now.
That's right.
Because he says, by no means leave you unpunished. You see? Well, he said, prove
right.
it. So there it is. We just got to make sure we understand. Don't take nothing for granted. Just be humble. There it is. Humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. You see? And he will exalt us. So that's what we want to remember. And so with that being said, you know, I think this program for tonight has been a blessing. It's been a blessing for me.
Yes,
sir. And hopefully pray that it's been a blessing
Definitely
for all of our listeners. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. So therefore, if there's nothing else that you want to bring, we're going to go ahead and cut it on short and get back on next Tuesday to continue this message here. All right.
That sounds good. Hallelujah. So we'll say good night. Shalom, family.
Yes. Shalom, shalom. And, you know, may Yah bless you, guard you, keep you, and show favor to you, everyone that is in the sound of my voice tonight. So we're going to close it out with this music tonight. Here we go.
And hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I? I look to you, I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you, I look to you. Hey. And when searching for that open door, and every road that I've taken led to my regret, and I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look to you.
Shalom, Elder.
All right. Shalom, shalom. Till next time.
Shalom. Shalom.